I think you said it for men.
Okay. High heels.
Does pumps mean anything to you?
Pumps?
Yeah.
No, I think of pumps.
Yeah.
I think of a shoe that's got a heel on it about 12 inches high.
Right.
Down at the bottom, it's about 6 inches high. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. What about women's hairstyle? Different kinds?
I have no meaning.
Well, something like, you know, if they've got two.
Wedge or pigtails.
Yeah, or
ponytails.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You call one a wedge?
That old Darcy Hamill, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Chunk.
Yeah. Okay. What about for men?
Oh, I can't think of it. All the old ones are crew cut and flat top and
mm-hmm.
such as that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What about that thing that Farrah Fawcett used to have? Was that called a shag?
Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Did you say that for me?
Shag.
Okay. All right. Getting into an interesting section. What about any names at all that you've heard for a boy or man that's got womanish ways?
Sissy. Punk. I guess you might could say fag, but not really. Feminine.
Okay. What about names for a male homosexual?
Fag. Queer. Gay. That's about all I can think of right off hand.
Everyone heard one called a fruitcake?
Sure. Fruit. Whatever.
Yeah. What about a girl or a woman that has mannish ways?
Tomboy.
Would that be a young girl?
I was thinking that's more of a young girl. I can't think of anything for older
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a female homosexual?
Well, let's see. You still say she's gay. You can't say she's a fag. Lesbian. Mm-hmm. Les. Queer eyes. Can't think of anything else.
Does dyke mean anything?
Now, when I think of dyke, I think of a pair of pliers.
Oh, really?
Well, small clipper pliers you know, used to wash
yeah.
it up with.
Okay. What about butch?
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. Alright. What about a sexually overactive male?
Sexually overactive male. I can't think of anything right offhand.
Alright, what does stud mean to you?
Stud, some big, well, I think also think of a horse.
Yeah. Does stud to you mean he's just a tough guy?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have any kind of sexual overtones?
Well, it could, but mainly just a tough guy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about a guy that thinks he's good, you know, sexually, and doesn't mind spreading around the word? He's kind of stuck on himself in that way. Or maybe a guy that will just go to bed with anything.
I can't think of a word.
Nothing comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a girl? Who's that way? We'll just, you know, sleep around.
She's loose or slut, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Oh, what about sexually overactive female?
Sexually overactive female. Slut. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay. Nymphomaniac?
Oh, sure. You won't get
technical. You want to say that for me?
Nymphomaniac.
Is that ever shortened?
Nympho.
Yeah, okay. What about names for an extremely ugly boy or man?
Extremely ugly boy or man.